Hi there, it's Carrie Court here from You, Me, and Tea Recordings, and my guest today is Wendy Hillier. How you doing, Wendy?
Good, thanks, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm really happy to have you on the phone. And I'm going to jump right in with my questions for our wonderful interview today. First of all, can you tell me why your service is so important for our listeners to achieve greater success?
My pleasure. So Wheelchair in Motion is an accessible van rental company that specializes in accessibility. And so many of our customers find themselves being challenged with mobility, and our service helps people with that as far as it goes with transportation. So we help support family members, caregivers, and friends when they want to get a person out that has mobility challenges. They want to go to an event or go to an appointment. Our rental vehicles really help them achieve that with dignity and with convenience and freedom to get out and enjoy the daily living activities that many of us take for advantage.
That makes sense. So the biggest success is that they get to continue with quality of life, of being able to be out and socialize and do the stuff that they're used to doing that they haven't been able to because of their mobility.
It does. It really, many of our customers call and say that their family member has got mobility challenges and they've been unable to participate in some of the events, and they're not engaged in, you know, daily activities, or they really find it challenging to get around. And so we're another alternative to transportation to help people with mobility challenges do that.
That's marvelous. That's really marvelous. And you said that you're, so the business itself is accessible van rentals?
That's right. Like renting a vehicle from Budget or Avis.
Right.
Our vehicles specifically are customized to accommodate wheelchair users, scooter users, even people with a walker that just have a bit of challenge getting into regular vehicles. Our vehicles are modified to make that easy and graceful and dignified.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm in Ottawa, so I mean it sounds like a combination of paratranspo and a cab that takes wheelchairs, but it's even more so because you've got, like you say, being able to bring on people that just have, and it's not a just because it's probably everything to them, but having the walker, that's hard just to get into a car anyway. So it's
nice that's
also included in the vans that you have that are available for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they people with those challenges just find it just so much easier, and peace of mind to the family members that, you know, they don't have to worry about trying to pick up mom or dad or their family member, and potentially cause injury to themselves or to that family member.
Wow. Okay, so tell me, how does somebody get started with you typically? What's the process, the step-by-step process? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so it's really easy. We have a website, and that's usually a good place to start. If you go to our website, you'll see a lot of information about renting our vehicles. You'll actually see pictures of our vehicles on the site, and that's one of the things that people, they don't necessarily understand. Okay, so how does the wheelchair get in there? And so by seeing pictures, so going onto our website, you'll see pictures of that. You'll see a section there that has frequently asked questions, similar questions. Our new customers, when they call us, they always have a few similar questions about how do you use it, is it safe, and things like that. And so there's a lot of those questions on our website, and of course our rates there are on there as well. So you can see how much it might cost. We rent them by the day or multiple days, weekends. Some of our customers rent them for a month. We have customers this time of year that travel down to Florida.
Oh, nice.
They can rent it for extended period of times as well. But we are a short-term rental company. We're not a leasing company, so you know, our rates are like daily. So for those that go on our website, if you're really tech savvy, you can actually do your reservation request right online. I hope they find it easy. There's a button there that says make a reservation, and they can go in there and look for availability and make their reservation. We always love to talk to our new customers and our existing customers just to get to know their needs, and so calling our toll-free number is a great way to get started.
Perfect.
We can answer those questions on the phone, and we get to understand what the most special needs might be of that particular customer. And we quite often give suggestions about other options and for transportation as well, if they're early in their research and they're just trying to figure things out. So, you know, either our website or giving us a call is a good first start.
That's perfect. And the fact that you offer extra resources as well is, I know with parents who are aging, I know how hard it is when all of a sudden it hits you that they can't get around and everything changes and you have no idea where to go. So having the fact that you say, you know, they give us a call and we give them other places that they can check into, that in itself is extremely valuable, I would think, to those people because they don't have the resources at their fingertips.
Right. They're looking for what are the different options, and we're quite happy to help them with that. John and I founded the company 10 years ago for that reason ourselves. We were in that situation where we were helping support a person with mobility challenges, and we took for granted all of the things that come so easily to us. And so there's lots of pieces of the puzzle that need to be put together. And one of the big ones is usually transportation. And so we try to have as much information and resources to help people make decisions.
That's marvelous. That's really marvelous. You sound like somebody I'm going to need to call sometime. Not yet. But sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, we kind of chuckle about that, but that's the reality of it. More and more people are living longer, but they're also facing challenges around mobility, and so most people we talk to, even just socially, somebody knows somebody in a wheelchair or scooter.
Oh yeah. Well, and there's so many more I've noticed, and I'm sure it's going to continue to increase with the number of people retiring and aging. So many more people want to stay at home now.
That's right. They,
you know, instead of going in and into a community or a home where meals are provided, they want to be able to stay at home and they want to be able to go get their groceries, or they want to be able to go and meet, you know, go to the Legion and play cards because they've always done it, but they can't get there, or they might have not been able to drive because their driver's license has been taken away. So just having that, yeah, I think that's an amazing resource to be available. So if somebody was going to, for people who you've worked with already, can you tell our listeners what kind of feedback you've got from the people who have worked with Wheelchair in Motion to how their life has changed, like within a month or 3 months or 6 months or a year? What kind of feedback have you heard for what kind of difference it makes for your clients?
Well, I think that's a great question. And we have many customers that are repeat customers, that they keep coming back, because once they do that first rental, they realize it's instant gratification. They realize this is so easy. This makes so much sense. And
right. So
a lot of our customers say, why didn't I know about you sooner? I wish I had found you sooner. And they're also thinking about the future, which is the thing that delights us, because people that have mobility challenges sometimes are just looking at the moment. They're not able to look at the future to say, I want to participate in that. There's a concert coming up. And so we hear so much from families that have rented from us, how satisfying it was to see mom or dad or their friend that has a mobility challenge finally getting out and enjoying the same things that they enjoy every day.
Nice.
Right from family events to just going out and having dinner and doing a movie and just having the absolute freedom of having your own vehicle to do that in.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. There's so many things that we take for granted, and until it's gone or until somebody immediately close to you loses it, you don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't something that's on your radar. So that's marvelous. Now, with the people that you've dealt with, have you had any roadblocks where people are like, yeah, I'm interested, but like, anything that holds people back that you have found that seems to be, you know, it's like, yeah, well, there's this and this, like that have come up that you've noticed, a kind of trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So two major roadblocks that come up in our conversations. The first one, of course, is, you know, nervous. They're nervous. I don't know if I want to take on the responsibility of driving somebody with a wheelchair. I'm so nervous that something will happen. And so we do a lot of work about explaining the operation of the vehicle. And when they actually rent the vehicle, we do an orientation with them to make sure that they understand how to use the ramp, which is very easy, as well as how to secure the vehicle, the wheelchair inside the vehicle.
Right.
So that is one of the major concerns that people have about renting the vehicle. They're nervous that now they're entrusted the safety of this person in a wheelchair or scooter. The other one is the actual cost of a rental. And so when people look on our website or we're talking about rates, they'll notice our rates are higher than the typical rental.
Right.
And that's because it's an accessible van. So it started off as a Dodge Caravan, and then there was a conversion process that allows wheelchair and scooters to maneuver up into the vehicle and be secured in there.
Right.
It allows caregivers to be able to move around in the vehicle, have enough room to move around and look after that person in a wheelchair or scooter. So there's a significant conversion process that goes along that adds to the cost of that vehicle itself. So our vehicles cost a bit more to acquire, and so they're going to cost a bit more to rent. So once people understand that it's not a minivan that they're renting from Budget or Avis, it's a bit more than that. They understand that there's a cost associated with that. Many people have also used other alternative forms of transportation, like taxis.
Right.
And with taxis, you pay a flat rate to go to from A to B or B to A.
Right.
And that seems to be quite manageable. And so there's a difference in cost between a taxi fare and a rental. But when we talk about that, we point out with the rental, they have the freedom to go as to many places as they want, as many stops, and they can plan their day according to their schedule. Whereas with taxis, they are great for those appointments, but there are some downfalls around, you know, those costs add up if you're doing multiple stops and things like that.
Oh, yeah, or even if you're just going for coffee someplace, you're not going to have the cab sit there and wait for you because the meter is going to continue to go. So that, yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, it's like just being able to have their own car.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so you mentioned Ottawa's paratranspro system.
Yes.
A great system, a great service. And there's many people in Ottawa that benefit from that service.
Right.
And I hear great stories about it, and then I hear some challenges around it as well.
Oh, yes.
There's always some challenges. And so there's sometimes, you know, you have to book in advance. There's sometimes you have to wait. There's a waiting period that you have to wait for your ride to pick up, and that might cause some delays.
Yeah, well, it's a window. Happen. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that happens because they're trying to deal with lots of different customers, and so they're doing their best to manage through that.
Right.
And so there's some of those restraints around it where having your own vehicle enables you to do more over a longer period of time, and it's on your time schedule. And so when people think about that, they say, yes, I like Paratranspro. It really fits my needs for this type of an appointment.
Right.
But when they need something else, they understand that there's a cost associated with that. So they start to see beyond that roadblock and understand that there might be some value to that cost of that rental. And so we talk about people in Ottawa that have access to the paratranspo service. If you think about people outside of Ottawa where that service is not available,
mm-hmm.
and there's limited taxis.
Yes.
Then those people in rural areas, really, the cost of the rental becomes less of a roadblock right from the beginning, because they understand that they don't have those services. And so just having the ability to move somebody around that's in a wheelchair or scooter is an added benefit itself. So it's that is a roadblock for people, but once you start talking through the process and they see the additional value they can get from multiple appointments, and then that roadblock seems to disappear. And once they've rented it once, they say, okay, this I can see the value, and that's not a problem for me. And in fact, I can find a number of different uses that in the future for this type of service.
Right. That's marvelous. You answered my next question, because my next question was going to be, so what strategies have you come up with to deal with your roadblocks? And you just explained them, and they're all really valuable. I mean, the fact that you're just, I mean, it makes sense why those things would come up, because yes, people are going to be concerned about driving a vehicle that's different, and yet it's still driving a vehicle. It's got extra equipment, and the fact that you go through all of those extra, the extra steps of doing orientation for them. So that's immediately going to relieve that stress that they're going to be feeling. And when you say about, you know, comparing to something like OC Transpo, it is great that we have it in Ottawa, but like you say, there's so many places that don't. But even in Ottawa, there's a girl in my building that goes swimming. She takes swimming lessons. She's paraplegic. She takes swimming lessons every week, and she's sitting in the lobby for sometimes 45 minutes. And it's a regular weekly event that she goes to. Sometimes she has to wait almost an hour, because there's that window where it's like, okay, you have to be ready. And the expectation is that when you get to the building, you have to be there right then. So you're sitting around waiting. Having a van that's fully equipped, you can go. You can wait until you're ready to walk out the door and not bundle up and sit around for a half an hour. Get out there, in there, and then you go and spend your time doing things instead of waiting for somebody to pick you up and drop you off.
Exactly. And so a number of our customers have seen the value of that, and many of them will then try to organize appointments. And so swim lessons are great. I'm so thrilled to hear she's out swimming.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, doctor's appointments and dentist appointments, hairdresser appointments, going to the barber, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Our customers now kind of bundle those up in a day trip and fit in a couple of those appointments plus lunch or shopping, and make a full day out of it, and they don't have any waiting in between. It's all very cohesive and on their schedule, and they really see the value of that by bundling things together and making a day of it.
Well, and it just being able to do that takes away the stress.
Yes.
It makes, I mean, it's got to be stressful enough, losing the mobility that you're used to your whole life, to be able to still have those opportunities, you know, to go to a cottage or a graduation of a grandchild or whatever, and not have to worry about missing out because you might not be able to get there. You know, I can't even imagine that. I'm not there yet, but I know that my parents would, you know, so that just having that option is a marvelous option for people.
Yeah, we had a gentleman take out his parent last year and took him back to the family homestead.
Oh, my goodness.
Hadn't been there in 10 years. And, you know, they don't, you know, people age and they'll eventually pass on. But he gave him the opportunity to go back and see the family farm. And it was a wonderful day for him.
Oh, it would be. Well, and that improves the quality of life all the way around. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the most important thing. If you can, if there's something out there that can make your day-to-day better than it is without that extra thing, then it's in your best interest to bring that thing into your life. And this wheelchair motion sounds like exactly that kind of thing. People need to have it in their life because it improves their quality of life.
It's definitely something that we strive to do, is to be able to give people that opportunity and that option from a transportation standpoint to be engaged in daily activity and to be have a purpose in life and being able to participate in those very important family events. Right now we're booking a lot of weekends where it's somebody's getting married or is graduating, and having the grandparents there to participate is just a wonderful experience for everybody.
That's marvelous. Very, very nice. So if somebody listening wants to reach out and connect with you, what is the first step when they want to do that? How do they do that? What's the very first step they can do?
Well, they can do a bit of research on our website, or they can just pick up their phone. We just love to talk to potential customers and get to know them, get to understand their needs and help them out. And as I say, we can give them different solutions that they can research and when they're making their decision as to, you know, the transportation alternatives for their family or their friend or whatever. So that can be done in a conversation or first exploring on the website.
Perfect. That's marvelous. Thank you so much, Wendy. I really appreciate your time today. I'm glad that you were here.
Well, thanks very much. I'm always thrilled to be able to talk about our company and the opportunities that we can provide to family and friends out there that are looking after people with mobility challenges.
Well, and it's a marvelous resource, and it's not a resource that I've ever heard about before, which is makes it especially marvelous. So yes, thank you again for your time. I really do appreciate it. And I'm gonna let my listeners know once again, Carrie Court, You, Me, and T Recordings, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.